This is the reading for March 1st. Psalm 60. God, you have rejected us and scattered us. You have been angry, but please come back to us. You made the earth shake and crack, heal its breaks because it is shaking. You have given your people trouble. You made us unable to walk straight, like people drunk with wine. You have raised a banner to gather those who fear you. Now they can stand up against the enemy. Answer us and save us by your power, so the people you love will be rescued. God has said from his temple, "When I win, I will divide Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead and Manasseh are mine. Ephraim is like my helmet. Judah holds my royal scepter. Moab is like my washbowl. I throw my sandals at Edom. I shout at Philistia. Who will bring me to the strong walled city? Who will lead me to Edom? God, surely you have rejected us. You do not go out with our armies. Help us fight the enemy. Human help is useless, but we can win with God's help. He will defeat our enemies." Numbers chapter 1. The Lord spoke to Moses in the meeting tent in the desert of Sinai. This was on the first day of the second month in the second year after the Israelites left Egypt. He said to Moses, "You and Aaron must count all the people of Israel by families and family groups, listing the name of each man. You and Aaron must count every man 20 years old or older who will serve in the army of Israel, and list them by their divisions. One man from each tribe, the leader of his family, will help you. These are the names of the men who will help you. From the tribe of Reuben, Elizur, son of Shedeur. From the tribe of Simeon, Shelumiel, son of Jerushadai. From the tribe of Judah, Nashon, son of Amminadab. From the tribe of Issachar, Nathanael, son of Zuar. From the tribe of Zebulun, Eliab, son of Helon. From the tribe of Ephraim, son of Joseph, Elishama, son of Ammihud. From the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, Gamaliel, son of Pedahazar. From the tribe of Benjamin, Abidan, son of Gideoni. From the tribe of Dan, Ahiezer, son of Amishadai. From the tribe of Asher, Pagiel, son of Ochran. From the tribe of Gad, Eliasaph, son of Deuel. From the tribe of Naphtali, Ahira, son of Enan. These were the men chosen from the people to be leaders of their tribes, the heads of Israel's family groups. Moses and Aaron took these men who had been picked and called all the people of Israel together on the first day of the second month. Then the people were listed by their families and family groups, and all the men who were 20 years old or older were listed by name. Moses did exactly what the Lord had commanded and listed the people while they were in the desert of Sinai. The tribe of Reuben, the first son born to Israel, was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Reuben totaled 46,500 men. The tribe of Simeon was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Simeon totaled 59,300 men. The tribe of Gad was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Gad totaled 45,650 men. The tribe of Judah was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Judah totaled 74,600 men. The tribe of Issachar was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Issachar totaled 54,400 men. The tribe of Zebulun was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Zebulun totaled 57,400 men. The tribe of Ephraim, a son of Joseph, was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Ephraim totaled 40,500 men. The tribe of Manasseh, also a son of Joseph, was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name, with their families and family groups. The tribe of Manasseh totaled 32,200 men. The tribe of Benjamin was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Benjamin totaled 35,400 men. The tribe of Dan was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Dan totaled 62,700 men. The tribe of Asher was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Asher totaled 41,500 men. The tribe of Naphtali was counted. All the men 20 years old or older who were able to serve in the army were listed by name with their families and family groups. The tribe of Naphtali totaled 53,400 men. Moses, Aaron, and the 12 leaders of Israel, one from each of the families, counted these men. Each man of Israel, 20 years old or older, who was able to serve in the army was counted and listed with his family. The total number of men was 603,550. The families from the tribe of Levi were not listed with the others because the Lord had told Moses, "Do not count the tribe of Levi or include them with the other Israelites. Instead, put the Levites in charge of the holy tent of the agreement and everything that is with it. They must carry the holy tent and everything in it, and they must take care of it and make their camp around it. Any time the holy tent is moved, the Levites must take it down, and any time it is set up, the Levites must do it. Anyone else who goes near the holy tent will be put to death. The Israelites will make their camps in separate divisions, each family near its flag. But the Levites must make their camp around the holy tent of the agreement so that I will not be angry with the Israelites. The Levites will take care of the holy tent of the agreement." So the Israelites did everything just as the Lord commanded Moses. Numbers chapter 2. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "The Israelites should make their camps around the meeting tent, but they should not camp too close to it. They should camp under their family flag and banners. The camp of Judah will be on the east side where the sun rises, and they will camp by divisions there under their flag. The leader of the people of Judah is Nashon, son of Amminadab. There are 74,600 men in his division. Next to them, the tribe of Issachar will camp. The leader of the people of Issachar is Nethanel, son of Zuar. There are 54,400 men in his division. Next is the tribe of Zebulun. The leader of the people of Zebulun is Eliab, son of Helon. There are 57,400 men in his division. There are a total of 186,400 men in the camps of Judah and its neighbors in all their divisions. They will be the first to march out of camp. The divisions of the camp of Reuben will be on the south side, where they will camp under their flag. The leader of the people of Reuben is Elizur, son of Shedeur. There are 46,500 men in his division. Next to them, the tribe of Simeon will camp. The leader of the people of Simeon is Shelumiel, son of Jereshadai. There are 59,300 men in his division. Next is the tribe of Gad. The leader of the people of Gad is Eliasaph, son of Deuel. There are 45,650 men in his division. There are a total of 151,450 men in the camps of Reuben and its neighbors in all their divisions. They will be the second group to march out of camp. When the Levites march out with a meeting tent, they will be in the middle of the other camps. The tribes will march out in the same order as they camp, each in its place under its flag. The divisions of the camp of Ephraim will be on the west side, where they will camp under their flag. The leader of the people of Ephraim is Elishama, son of Ammihud. There are 40,500 men in his division. Next to them, the tribe of Manasseh will camp. The leader of the people of Manasseh is Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. There are 32,200 men in his division. Next is the tribe of Benjamin. The leader of the people of Benjamin is Abidan, son of Gideoni. There are 35,400 men in his division. There are a total of 108,100 men in the camps of Ephraim and its neighbors in all their divisions. They will be the third group to march out of camp. The divisions of the camp of Dan will be on the north side, where they will camp under their flag. The leader of the people of Dan is Ahiezer, son of Amishadai. There are 62,700 men in his division. Next to them, the tribe of Asher will camp. The leader of the people of Asher is Pagiel, son of Ochran. There are 41,500 men in his division. Next is the tribe of Naphtali. The leader of the people of Naphtali is Ahira, son of Enan. There are 53,400 men in his division. There are 157,600 men in the camps of Dan and its neighbors. They will be the last to march out of camp, and they will travel under their own flag. These are the Israelites who were counted by families. The total number of Israelites in the camps, counted by divisions, is 603,550. Moses obeyed the Lord and did not count the Levites among the other people of Israel. So the Israelites obeyed everything the Lord commanded Moses. They camped under their flags and marched out by families and family groups.